This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Anticipating abortion advocacy on full display, Democrats will head to Milwaukee for their 2020 convention. They narrowly lost Wisconsin to President Trump in 2016 and hope to reverse that state loss despite a growing popular sentiment against abortion and abortion-related infanticide. Abortion advocates are trying to make slavery and the Holocaust merely politically incorrect events by denying that abortion involves the same loss of human life. Kentucky legislators are trying to protect the unborn in law, and abortion-friendly legislators are desperately maneuvering their rhetoric to mute such efforts. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, an assisted suicide bill in Minnesota would make elderly and mentally disabled patients vulnerable to coercion and abuse. Orwell's Big Brother would be proud. The word mother and unborn child could be missing from radical new abortion law in Massachusetts. And African neocolonialism is blasted in a new documentary, Strings Attached. Producer Obianuju Ekeocha says Western donors' preoccupation with population control and family planning is not only killing women and children, but that this new colonialism promotes a white savior mentality surrounding charity work in Africa. Her work is available online at stringsattachedfilm.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.